Hey there, and welcome. You are just in time for another episode of the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Garrett, and we'll go ahead and get it started. Here on the Nerdy Little Bubba Podcast, we give you our take on sports, music, and or life. So, it is a nice sunny Saturday here in the DMV. Weather, it's temperature probably about, well, it was in the 80s, or right about 80 degrees. Cooling off a little bit now because sun, you know, is starting to do its thing and set. And don't forget, tonight, we are setting those clocks back. So make sure you set your clock back if you're listening so that you won't wake up tomorrow dazed and confused. Now, depending upon where you are, you may not deal with daylight savings time. But here in the U.S., yes, we have to deal with daylight savings time, at least for now. So again, make sure you set those clocks back. We're going to go ahead have a little sports take real quick. I know a lot of people right now, let's see, it's about 3:16. I know at 3:30, a lot of people are anticipating the battle of the century, or at least of the week or the year, in which the Georgia Bulldogs are taking on, or let me reverse that, Tennessee is taking on Georgia in Athens, Georgia. I think that game is going to stack up to be a pretty good one. So I know I will be checking it out here and there. I mean, I don't really have a dog in the fight because my team's playing a little later on, but it seems like it's going to be the game of the week, game of the month, you know, however you want to put it. So I'm definitely going to peep that one out. And speaking on the SEC and or NCAA front, my University of South Carolina Gamecocks will be taking on Vanderbilt tonight at 7:30. I fully expect us to get a W after last week's piss poor showing, because yes, we ended up losing to the Missouri Tigers 23-10, and this was also during our homecoming, which was, you know, put a damper on things. We should not have lost that game. There's no way in hell we should have lost that game. Missouri is not that great of a team, but again, we struggled and sputtered on offense, and there's only one person we can point the finger at, and that is the offensive coordinator. Now, my understanding is his contract is up at the end of the season. So hopefully Shane Beamer will make the right call and just say, well, we're not going to renew it. Happy trails. And let him go off into the sunset and do something else. Because offense has been an issue for years now. I don't understand why we won't get right. I don't understand why we can't get it right. But I'm hoping that Beamer will figure it out and get it right. Because it's ridiculous. We have the pieces in place now, and we just need to get the right person to bring it all together. But Satterfield is not in, so it's time for him to go. There's no way that we should be playing the way we are playing at this point in the season. And the road is not going to get any easier. Because now, because we lost to Missouri last week, and we got to beat Vanderbilt tonight. Because again, the road's not going to get easier. We got Tennessee next week. We have Florida after that. And we got Clemson. To finish out the season like it always does, and we're playing them in Clemson, so that's not gonna be an easy battle at all. Although I would like for us to get a victory against the Tater school from the upstate, or should I say the Cowan Corn College from the upstate, but hey, we'll see how that all plays out. But yes, we have to do something soon, or else we're gonna end up playing the Birmingham in a bowl game. And so on to, let's see, my Miami Dolphins. We are playing the Chicago Bears tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I expect us to get a W in that game. Tua is starting to get back into form and actually improving. We're also getting other pieces that were injured back on offense and I believe defense as well. So I expect us to get a W on that one tomorrow afternoon. And then we have my Los Angeles Lakers. 2-6, taking on, I believe, the Cleveland Cavaliers, who surprisingly are 7-1 tomorrow in Los Angeles. Right now, our record is awful. I don't like it. We need to fix it. Genie Bus, get on it. Fix it. Rob Pelinka, your seat needs to be hot like fish grease. I mean, your seat needs to be hot like, you know, a grill. Cooking some pork. That's how hot your seat needs to be, because this is ridiculous. Y'all put this team together and they are coming out and they ain't really doing what the hell they need to do. I say, you know, a few people may need to find themselves traded to another team. because this is awful. They need to fix it. This is not the Lake Show that we've come to grow and love. This ain't it. So I don't know what it's going to take to get us back on track, but something big needs to happen, or they need to acquire another piece and, like I said, run somebody else off, because again, this is not us. And so enough about my sports rant. We'll go into the music front. And musically, I'm still listening here and there. I really have to sit down. There's a couple albums I'm kind of behind on listening. So as soon as I get a chance to listen to those, then I will give my take on them. But I will say that I was listening to Sirius XM, and a song came on by the group After Seven. And so I did kind of go back and look for that particular song, and then I found it on one of their latest album that came out in 2021. I'll just say that the album basically takes me back to their very first album that I think came out in the late 80s. I believe it was the late 80s, early 90s. I think it was late 80s though. And so in case you didn't know, After Seven is comprised of a group of brothers who, with the last name of Edmonds, and of course they are related to none other than Kenny Babyface Edmonds. And so I believe he had he produced that entire album, because you could tell, you know, by the sound and the soundscape and how the instrumentation, that it was a Babyface produced joint. So if you go back to After Seven's first album, they had a lot of hits. I didn't realize how many hits they had that came off of that one album, but they did. Unfortunately, one of their group members, I believe his name was Melvin Edmonds, I think he passed away in either 2020 or 2021. So he was a key piece to it, but I know they have a new person in there now taking his place. But the group still sounds well intact. And honestly, if you didn't know that it was Kevon Edmonds singing lead, you would think it was Babyface. That's just how kind of similar their voices are, because Kevon can sing. And matter of fact, I think he had a couple solo joints in the 90s as well. And so it basically speaks to the Edmonds brothers, you know, keeping it together and keeping it within the family. So make sure you check out that offering. Now, unfortunately, in the music scene, there was a tragic event that happened earlier this week with the death of Takeoff from the group Migos. Now, I will say that when I first saw the alert come on my phone, I didn't believe it. I was like, nah, you know. And I went to Twitter, because that's where it came from, and looked, and I was like, nah, you know, it's Twitter. You can't really believe it. I was like, you know, I'm not going to buy it until I see TMZ confirm. And sure enough, about 10 minutes later, TMZ confirmed that Takeoff was killed in Houston. Now, only thing I'm going to say is on this is that, you know, this is not, unfortunately, violence in the rap game is nothing new. And unfortunately, tragic death of rappers due to violence is nothing new. I wish I could say that it was, but it's not. I mean, we lost Biggie, Tupac, Jam Master Jay, all to violence. You know, shit was going down in the 80s. You know, that hence why the record Self-Destruction came out. Now, you didn't really see a lot of rappers getting killed at that point. You know, I would say all that probably started in the 90s, but within the last 2-3 years, look at how many people have been lost to violence. I mean, yeah, we lost some rappers to illness, like DMX and Biz Markie, but look at the sheer number of rappers that we lost to just violence, you know, and stupidity. And so, again, I mean, I don't know what it's going to take. And the worst part about it is, Takeoff wasn't even involved in whatever altercation jumped off, which they're saying was because of, you know, arguing over who could play basketball better than the next one. And it's also my understanding that Quavo, his uncle, was walking away from the situation when everything jumped off. So it's like, what the hell? So I say all that to say that I don't know what it's going to take for us as people to wake up and stop this shit. I don't know. But it's tragic and it's sad that this is something we are still talking about and having to deal with, almost, you know, that we've been dealing with for decades now. You know, I just don't know what is going to take to change the landscape. But I will say, one of my friends has a saying, You know, if you want to change, if you want to change the mindset, change the music. And he is dead on the money with that one. Because if you look over time, you know, in the 70s, it was all about love. You know, in the 80s, it was about love, having a good time, all that. But then, you know, we started moving to the more hardcore, I guess. And granted, I mean, I was listening to, you know, quote unquote, gangster rap. And, you know, I was listening to Booty Shake and, you know, but I was also mixing in conscious music as well. And I just saw it for what it was, entertainment. But some people, unfortunately, and especially nowadays, it seems like people are blurring the lines between entertainment and real life. And so I don't know what it's going to take, but something has to give, because this just, you know, where too many of us have died because of stupidity. And if we don't change, more of us are going to die because of, or let me spin that back. If too many rap artists are losing their lives because of stupidity and violence, and if we don't change it, then, you know, who's going to be the ones and still left in the game? Who's going to be the one that can carry the torch? And I see where, you know, in some places they're trying to, well, not places, but I see where, you know, the torch is being passed to not necessarily people of the culture, but culture vultures. But I'm going to leave that one right alone where it is. And this is probably another reason why I've aged, what I like to say, aged out of rap, because, you know, the type of rap I used to listen to and the artists, you know, they're not there anymore. And the new rap is just not for me. I mean, it could be for the next person, and that's cool. Do your thing. But it's just not me. But I try to still listen to a little bit so that way I'm not completely washed, right? But my heart goes out to Quavo, and my heart goes out to Offset. I know that they've been beefing, so hopefully they can settle the beef, put that aside, come back together, and, you know, do something in tribute to Young Takeoff, who lost his life too young, and it should not have happened. So enough about that. On to the life front. You know, as I've been stating in other podcast episodes, you know, I've been listening to The Mindset Mentor with Rob Dial Jr., because I'm trying to, you know, I'm just trying to improve myself, you know, mentally, physically. Okay, I need to work on the physical part for sure. I've been looking at my pictures from homecoming this past weekend, and yeah. And I was listening to his podcast the other day, and one of the things that he said that struck me was, you know, there's situations where if you're dealing with a situation, you got three choices. You can either deal with it, and I may be, and I'm kind of paraphrasing here, but life situations are going to deal with you in one of three ways. Either it's going to deal with you as a feather, a brick, or a truck. And, you know, when I say feather, you know, a feather's light, right? So it might be a situation that, you know, is going on, you just don't want to deal with it. And so, you know, it's just kind of hanging around, and it's light, it's like it's lightly touching you, but it's just there. Then if you don't deal with that situation or you don't make a change, then that situation becomes a brick. And it hits you like a brick, you know, and it can either, and it could be anything, right? But it just hits you like a brick. It hits you hard. It's going to hurt. But if you still don't deal with the situation or learn from it, you're going to be run over by a truck. And after, when you get run over by a truck, well, that's about it. So I was thinking about it, to a few situations in my own life that I, you know, kind of was like, oh, you know, it's a feather. Won't bother me. You know, I'm not even gonna think about it. But then that situation turned into a brick, and when it hit me hard. Luckily for me, I was able to kind of pivot before it became a truck. And so I encourage you today that if you know you're if you have a situation that you're dealing with, it could be anything. It could be career-wise, it could be financially, it could be relationship-wise. You know, if there's a situation going on, you better deal with it, because you don't want it to hit you as a brick, and you damn sure don't want it to run over you like a truck, because trust me, it hurts. excuse me, it definitely hurts when you get hit with bricks. And in my case, there was a few situations where I didn't get hit with just a brick. I got hit with a ton of bricks. So good thing I'm still able to get up and walk around, because wow. Yeah. And on a side note, I will say that last weekend I was in Columbia, South Carolina, hanging out at my campus, my old alma mater of the University of South Carolina. I know I talked about it in my last podcast, but I wanted to kind of expound, you know, on it just a little bit more. I did enjoy myself. You know, I walked around campus. Matter of fact, I was on campus when I did the last podcast, and I was just soaking it all in and just, you know, reminiscing of the good times, reminiscing over the maybe not so good times, but, you know, in times where I learned lessons, whether it be hard lessons or whether it was just a life lesson, I learned a lesson, and not necessarily in the academic sense. But it was just good to see people, to be around people that I hadn't seen in a long time. And I encourage you to, you know, if you haven't been back to your alma mater in a while, go back, walk around, take a look, soak it all in. You know, just immerse yourself, you know, because it was a good thing. It was nice to see the campus is still about the same, not a few new buildings on there. Because it was Sunday, you know, it was really quiet. So everybody was probably hungover from the night before. And I know that's how it used to be for us back in the day. But just walking around and just looking at it and just reminiscing. And yeah, I mean, I will say that college would probably be, if I got a chance to do it over again, yeah, I would do it over again. Because knowing what I know now, yeah, it would be a completely different, it would be a completely different experience. So go enjoy it for yourself. I encourage you, like I said, if you haven't been to your alma mater in a while, go back and take a look. If you haven't been to your school's homecoming in a while, you know, go down there and hang out, because you'll be surprised just how much good it could do for you and your mind and, you know, spirit. So yes, that's all that I have for you today. If you enjoy this podcast, listen to it, like it, share it, leave a comment. Let me know how I can make it better. If you want me to keep it the same, if you want me to have guests, you know, I'm here to make this thing, you know, what it needs to be. Because I want people to have a voice. I want to be their voice, especially if you're a black nerd like me. I want to be able to share with the world about our nerdy experience. So yes, so make sure you like, listen, share, let everybody know that the Nerdy Little Bubble Podcast is here, and it is here for you. I am Mr. Garrett, and I'm going to leave you with the words that I always leave you with, which is, I wish you nothing but peace and one love.